an 8-year-old apostasy case, an Iranian pastor, and some recent developments. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're encouraging the body of Christ to pray about today's stories, whether it's for the persecuted church or for Bible translation effort. If you stay with us, we'll tell you how you can find your place in the story. Let's start with this situation. U.S. sanctions, increasing political and economic turmoil, plus increased pressure on religious minorities. These are all aspects of the challenges facing Iran. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says for Christians, it's been especially rough. Among the recent arrests, Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. His 2010 apostasy case made him a household name and his face that of the persecuted church in Iran. A 2012 acquittal met with international celebration, but the scrutiny never let up. In July of this year, Windsor tells us,
10 police officers arrived at Pastor Nadarkhani's house. Both Pastor Nadarkhani and his son were tasered, despite offering no resistance. This manner of their arrest was interpreted as an attempt to intimidate the Christian community.
Police also arrested 3 members of Nadarkhani's congregation. They've all been detained since July in the notorious Evin prison, a place known for its deplorable conditions.
Sadly, it represents the disgraceful way in which Christians are treated in Iran.
Windsor says legal appeals have been exhausted, but this can't be an out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
God is a God who is sovereign and in control and all powerful. And so we know that he can affect things if it's in accordance with his will. So I think we can cry out to him for these men, as well as other brothers and sisters who are in prison currently in Iran.
Next, over 1,400 people are confirmed dead following the triple disaster in Indonesia. Within a week, the island of Sulawesi suffered an earthquake, tsunami, and a volcanic eruption. FMI's Bruce Allen explains that hundreds are still missing and tens of thousands displaced. But the saddest story he's encountered comes from a Bible camp 15 miles south of Palu.
200 high schoolers were at this camp when the earthquake hit. What ended up happening during the earthquake was a liquefaction, which means that the soil actually behaves as if it's liquid.
People were sucked into the ground. Others ran to the hills and the forest.
One young man I'll call Bobby, he said, you know, yesterday I had a bed to sleep and I was safe, I was well. Today I am sleeping in the middle of the forest. I have nothing to eat, nothing to drink. I have my brother. Our clothes are ripped. That's all we have.
You're listening to Mission Network News. On a completely different note, today is World Teachers Day. Teach Beyond offers Christian education around the world, and Teach Beyond's Harold Clausen says there's a huge need for teachers in refugee camps.
Without a teacher, after the physical needs are met, there's often very little hope and little opportunity for the people to be able to make progress beyond the immediate rather dire circumstances that they find themselves in.
As Clausen says, teaching isn't just a job. It's a calling, especially when it's serving those in need.
To go and make a difference in the lives of people that don't have the same kind of opportunities is a place where God is interested in working. He's interested in the widows and the orphans, and we need to be involved with the things that he's concerned about, not just the things that make our lives comfortable.
And finally, to change lives, the Bible has to be read and understood. But for some, simply reading scripture is a challenge. Russ Hirschman with Wycliffe Bible Translator says,
there are over 1,500 languages in the world today that still don't even have a program begun to translate the Bible into their language.
Plus, Wycliffe often works in pre-literate communities, spending time teaching literacy as well as translating scripture.
We give them access to it, yes, but also we encourage them through the use of it, through workshops and leadership training and things like that to use their Bibles in really meaningful ways.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here or on our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.